على أنف أحدهم فقال بها بيناه في جمعتنا هذه من اختلاف الأمة عن هدى نبيها وسبيل نجاتها وضمان رضا ربها، الأمر الذي نظر إليه الناس بأنه أمر اجتهادي يدعوهم أن يجتهدوا في أن يأخذوا أو لا يأخذوا بهدي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، وهذا لا شك أنه سبب أزمتنا اليوم. أيها المسلمون، علينا بمجاهدة أنفسنا على إخلاص أعمالنا لله، وعلينا بمجاهدتنا على التزام هدي الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام فعلا وتركا، قولا وصمتا، فمتى حققنا ذلك أنزل الله علينا نصره وفتح علينا أبواب خيره وبركاته وأمن لنا بعون من عنده، ومتى خالفنا ذلك فإننا سنكون نعمة لكل ناهب، إذ أن رب عز وجل سيكون من سوء صنيعنا جد غامض. قال الله تعالى: ومن يشاقق الرسول من بعد ما تبين له الهدى ويتبع غير سبيل المؤمنين نوله ما تولى ونصله جهنم وساءت مصيرا. اللهم اصلح احوالنا كلها، ظاهرها وباطنها، سرها وعلنها. اللهم اجعل اعمالنا كلها لك خالصه، واجعلها لنبيك وجعل نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم موافقه. اللهم لا تجعل من اعمالنا لاحد من خلقك شيء ابدا. اللهم اجعلنا مخلصين لك متبعين هدي نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم مستمسكين بكتابك. اللهم اجعلنا ممن احببتهم ونصرتهم، ولا تجعلنا ممن ابغضتهم وخذلتهم. اللهم انا نعوذ بك من شرور انفسنا وسيئات اعمالنا. اللهم اصلح المسلمين عامة على الكتاب والسنة. اللهم ألف بين قلوبهم ولم تعدهم ووحد كلمتهم. اللهم اجمعهم على الحق دائما يا رب العالمين. اللهم اهد ولاة أمور المسلمين أجمعين لتحكيم شرعك واتباع هدي نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم واخصص ولي أمرنا خادم الحرمين الشريفين الملك عبد الله بن عبد العزيز وولي أهله وولي إسلامه وجميع العاملين في دولته وجميع رعيته. اللهم اهدهم جميعا لكتابك وسنة نبيك صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اهدهم جميعا لما فيه خير ونصرة الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم اعز فيه الدين، اللهم اجعله ناصرة للإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم اجعله هدى للموحدين. اللهم اجعله دافعا لكل اذى ياتي من زمن المشركين والمنافقين. اللهم انا نسالك غفران ذنوبنا وكشف همومنا وكروبنا. اللهم قد نزل بالامه ما الحق بها الضراء، ولا يرحم ذلك الا انت يا رب الارض والسماء. اللهم فاكشف ضر امتنا. اللهم اكشف ضر امتنا واعذنا سيادتنا وامجادنا على جميع الامم. اللهم اعذنا سيادتنا وامجادنا على جميع الامم برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين وقوتك يا قوي يا متين. اللهم انزل علينا الغيث ولا تجعلنا من القانطين. اللهم انزل علينا الغيث ولا تجعلنا من القانطين. اللهم انزل علينا الغيث ولا تجعلنا من القانطين. اللهم انزل علينا غيثا مغيثا سحرا غدقا طبقا مجللا. اللهم اجعله على رؤوس الجبال وبطون الاودية وملابس الزرع. اللهم اجعله بلاغة الحاضر والباد، واحمي اللهم به البلاد، انك على كل شيء قدير. عباد الله، ان الله يامر بالعدل والاحسان وايتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم، واشكروه على عظم نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله اكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
Listening to the khutbah is one.
السنة في حوض واحد. واسع آف
Artificial
God was the main threat, but through the way of God. So be careful of that one. We have to grasp on the guidance of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in all of our deeds and sayings, the appearance and the hidden. All of that, if we say that we are very sincere in what we do and what we say, as what Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Imran, Ayah 51, قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحبكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم. Say, O Muhammad, if you all people say that you love Allah, you are sincere for Allah, all of you deeds are for Allah, then prove it. How to prove it? فاتبعوني. Follow me. Follow me. What does following mean? I don't think that you need any more explanation of this world. If you don't know it, simply you can go to any dictionary and say it will tell you. What does follow me mean? It does not mean follow me as a second man. No, it means follow me, meaning I'm the first guide of yours through the Jannah. If you miss this guide, then you are missing the way to Jannah. And then Allah Ta'ala says, فَاتَّبِعُونِ يُحِبِّكُمُ اللَّهُ. Allah will love you. It is not, the importance is not to love Allah. It's not. Don't think that because you love Allah, you are. And now faith, no. It is Allah loves you. How you can see that Allah loves you? Is by this ayah. Implement this ayah. Be sincere for Allah. And the second thing is follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All believers. Once we have a good look to the situation of the Muslims today, we find the main cause of this sermon very clear. We do not even need to any binoculars or microscopes or whatsoever. We just see it by naked eye. We can see it by naked eye. We do not need to take it to the laboratory or whatsoever. It is simply can be seen. It is what we call it the element of sincerity, the element of following the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes. Although we cannot just the intentions, because these are in the heart, but yet we can examine these intentions by the scale, by the way of the Sunnah. How far you are away from the Sunnah? How close you are now to the Sunnah? And then we can see. So we can analyze the causes of the weakness of the Ummah today from or by the naked eye looking into the situation, to the deeds and sayings, to the actions of people, to the whole situation of Muslims today, men and women. Simply you can see, and I'll give you the exact simple an example of that. Sticking to the Sunnah is something very important. Now, Allah Ta'ala said as in Surah Al-Imran, again and again and again, ayah 31, please memorize this ayah. Put it on your everything that you look to. Write it in your eyes. Write it on your forehead. Write it in your heart. قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله. No way that Allah can love you, no way that Allah will love you if you don't follow Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Be sincere, stick to the Sunnah. All you believers who look forth from the victory of Allah Ta'ala, from the victorious of Allah Ta'ala, the support from Allah Ta'ala, then let us all know that the victory, the victorious from Allah Ta'ala will never ever come to us. Will never ever come to us through the guns, weapons, oil, whatsoever we are. Nothing of that except to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and 317 companions with him with no war equipment. They were only down for capturing a caravan of Rock and Dice. it is from Allah. That will be only given to you once you are conceived, and what you do, and you are upon the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Allah ta'ala says. And ayat 51 of Surah Al-Imran, talking about them to Hibbun Allah. Fattabi'uni, yuhibbukum Allah, yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. Allah is not saying this ayah, repeating it many times. He said, you guys have only this ayah to repeat. You don't have anything else? Yes, we don't have anything else. We have only this. And I ask him, do you have any other thing to say? And you friends and everyone else, what do you guys need? And what do you guys recite in your Quran? What do you guys recite? Surah Al-Fatiha. This one point, memorize Surah Al-Fatiha. Why the scholars? The memory be Surah Al-Fatiha in their prayers. Because it is obligatory. As good as this ayah, it is obligatory to take it as a guidance in your diet. We, the Muslims, when we look to the situation of Muslims today, we see something that makes it makes you very shocked. Look, if you wish, look and set a comparison between what you see and what you read. Look to their vision. Look to their vision. How they look like. Look to their vision. Look to their clothes. And make it compared to what you read about Rasulullah. Read about the way Rasulullah used to be look like. He used to look like. As compared, I guarantee that you will pick up. You will say that these are not followers of Muhammad. Because simply they are not following him, they are following his enemies. They are following his enemies. They are not supporting him, they are supporting his enemies. That's how Peter was denied, or now descending below the earth, or right, or nowhere. Their faces are very smooth, clean shaved, and some of them even massage. So, how come these are followers of what I read in Sahih Bukhari about Rasulullah when he says, leave the beard. Excuse yourself from the Majus. I still say I'm a follower of Muhammad, but I don't like this advice from him. I will follow the Majus. So how come? Can anybody make me understand that this is wrong? This is wrong. We are trying, as they say, to play with the star and egg. And this is wrong. Once you play with the star and egg, you're going to break the egg. Once you play with the masters, you're going to fire the house. So be careful. You cannot do a mix, do a salad of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's way and the other's way. You cannot. It's either this or that. Simply because Allah Ta'ala says in Surah Al-Kafirun, for the ayyuha al-kafirun. Look to this repetition. Why? Why am I repeating it? For the ayyuha al-kafirun. لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي دين. Your religion is for you, no, not for me. And my religion is for me, not for you. We cannot meet in the middle. You either follow me or you are there. That's it, simply. We cannot have a mixed today. And look to the woman. Look to the woman, subhanAllah. Look how they cover, look how they dress. SubhanAllah. And when you read about Aisha, Fatima, Khadija, Hafsa, whatsoever, from the mothers of the believers and the daughters of Rasulullah and the wives and women of the Sahaba, you get shocked. You cannot believe that these women are followers of those women. You cannot believe. And they wish to meet them and sit with them in the Jannah. SubhanAllah. And they ask Allah. Let us with them. Let us be with them in the Jannah. SubhanAllah. In this life world, the good students would not sit with the poor students, meaning poor in their they're strong, they are weak and they're strong and they're nourished. They do not sit together. There's a big difference in this life world. In this life world. So how about in the Jannah, they be together? That is the power of the life. That is very wondering. So you wish to be with Rasulullah, with his companions, just be like them. And what he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the famous hadith, very famous hadith, we all know this hadith, we all repeat this hadith. What is that? اَفْتَرَتَكِ الْيَهُودُ إِلَىٰ اَحْدَى وَسَبْحِنَ فُرْكَةِ الْيَهُودُ. Did you have spread it into 71 groups or sects? And the question spread it into 72 sects of groups. And this Ummah, he said, and this Ummah, my Ummah, was split in 73 groups. One only in the Jannah. And this one in the fire. One only in the Jannah. Only one. Only one. You understand that, Ikhwan? Is there any mathematics teacher to tell us what does 73 minus 1 10 mean? What does 1 mean? And 1 means 73? I'm wondering why people trying to understand this hadith. 73 minus 1 equals 73. I'm wondering how can they understand it? They still say that these all Muslims today will go to the Jannah. They are all followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. SubhanAllah. From them who criticize Muhammad, from them who criticize his way, from them who dispute himself, from the way of Rasulullah, but they said they are all equal. Them are Abu Bakr Siddiq. They are all same. SubhanAllah Rabbim. Isn't this injustice? Isn't this oppression? SubhanAllah Rabbim. Ya Ikhwan, once you read what Rasulullah was upon, what his wife and the woman of the companions were upon, and you see what people are doing today, the Muslims doing today, you inshallah, wallahi inshallah, you cannot believe it. And then we want the kuffar to come and accept Islam. When they read in the internet or the books or whatsoever, and they look to the Muslims, they say, are we blind or what? Are we blind or what? Yeah, we can't read, but we cannot see. We cannot see in the streets, we cannot see on the ground. Where are the Muslims? Where are they? They say that the Muslims are in the book, but they are not on the ground. They are not on the ground, they are in the books. They are all in the books. Yeah, we know a Muslim from Abu Bakr Siddiq, because when we read about the description of Abu Bakr Siddiq, how he looked like, and how Muhammad used to look like, we see there is a kind of similarity, they are similar. But when we read about Abu Bakr Siddiq and someone today, we can shout. We can shout. Where are they? Where are they? Another planet or what? So we have to resemble Islam. We have to resemble Islam in a good way. The correct way. We have to go back to the brethren of Rasulullah, the brethren of the companions, the brethren of the ulama, and be like them. Rasulullah did not say that he is only from the ulama, the students of knowledge. No, he did not say that. Rasulullah did not say the dress of Rasulullah is only for the religious people. We Muslims all are religious. We don't have religious, have their own religious. No. We are only religious of religious. And not religious is not from us. Not only religious. That is singular, Ikhwan. That is singular. So many people say, what is the relation between this and the religion? What is the relation between beers that can't I be a Muslim without beer? Can't she be a Muslim without hijab and niqab? Can't we be Muslims and man and woman be together on the beach? Covering their very suspicious private parts? Can't they be Muslims? I say, SubhanAllah, what does Muslim mean? What does the Muslim mean? Look to what the terminology of that in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, What does that mean? That the Muslims are different from those people. So what is this distinction between you and your enemies? And I say, and I ask them all, if you all say, we are not together, why you are fighting against the old, why you are fighting against the Christians, why all these problems and matters and crisis here and there, why bombing, why killing, why? Even those terms, saying to them, if you say you are different from the kuffar, why you are following them in what they do? Why you are bombing in Saudi Arabia? Why you are killing Muslims in Muslim land? Why are you killing innocents? Is that a proof that you are following from Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? To me, it's a clear proof that you are disputing yourself from Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Very clear. No Jews who wear the beard and the turban, and those Jews who shave the beard and make their woman naked out. Both are terrorists. Because to me, if the beard and turban turns the witches, the naked faces of women, the clean shirts of men, tell me, really, wallahi, tell me, that makes me get scared that I'm in the jungle walls. These are walls. These are going to kill me any moment. Yeah, because they don't like me. They all look to me like first strange creation. They look to me like need to be killed. They look to me like a children need to be killed. That's how they look to me when I'm this, when I'm wearing my beard. The other thing, same thing. The one who is today taking the turban as a sign of terrorism, they are the same thing they are telling me. Because they are trying to say that they and me are the same, but we are not. No, we are not. I dispute myself from them all. I say, I am following Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I want to be a follower of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, we tell them, yes, yes, Islam is a deal. Islam is a festival. Islam is a sharp soap and dress of the man. Islam is to dispute yourself from the Adam. And what Allah ta'ala says, قُلْ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِ يَحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ. And you, the just Muslim, the one who is feeling the pain towards his ummah, towards his religion, look, it's not only the way how they appear, it's in every way, every small thing in the religion, and big thing. Look to their friends. Here's what Allah Ta'ala says, فَاتُّوا كَمَا رَيْتُمُونِ يُصَلِّ. Pray like what you saw me pray. But are Muslims today praying the same thing? La Allah. Even around the Kaaba. Even around the Kaaba, you see people who pray differently. Very different. They are in one praying different way. Why? Why we are different even in the prayer? Why? That is because we are not following Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we are following Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we can only be in one form. Look to their heads. Look to the hat. He's what said, you can't put on the man, I'm not going to talk about the hat. Check for me the rituals of your hat. As you may not see me after this year. Look to the people today. Are they performing hat the way the Prophet has said it before? Wallahi, it's big difference. Wallahi, it's big difference. You go there and see. It's a big difference. Look to them. Believe to them. Hakkad Aqidah. One is Yubandi, one is Ash'ari, one is Maturidi, one is Shadi, one is this, one is that. And these people go to the grave of Shadi. They don't go to the grave of Abu al-Abbas Mursi. And these people go to the grave of Abu al-Abbas. They don't go to the grave of Nafisa and Subhanallah. What is that? Where from they get these beliefs? Where from they get these things? Did the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam go to the grave of Ibrahim, Ismail, anyone? Or even for the innocent. Did the Sahaba go to the grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as slaughter and supplication? Or they only raise their hands to their God and he will send them to them. So we have a clear disease and defect in our belief, in our worship, even our manners and character, and every single and come of our lives, we have a kind of difference. And once you go and analyze the situation and look to it, you will be shocked. See the massive difference between what you read and what you see. What you read and what you see. And look to their nation. They are nations. You are Muslim and Muslim. But we don't give the last nation them. Why? Because simply because you are Indian apples. Or you are Arab, I am Shad. They don't give the last nation them.
Thank you.
الرحمه والهبه من سوء عدنا الى الادب والسبلاي اب
some men, some youth, even, they were, even
does not qualify him to be with the female companion. Female companion who are better than them. But still the parents look to that and they see and they find it something okay and it's a problem. And some give some excuses, we are from the West. So we don't want the kids to lose their culture. Now, since you embrace Islam and change your culture, you are not American culture. You are not any more British culture. And what makes me really wondering is that Muslim music, who bring down or raise up in the non-Muslim countries, they take it as their culture. And that's wrong, yeah. That's wrong. And the one who converted from other religions to Islam is not like that. What about the ones who are originally Muslim? From original Muslim from original Muslim country. So we have to can understand that. We have to understand that. And to these ones, I know that some of my ways not to be happy to this. But to this one, come on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do? He migrated from the land of Qabr to the land of Islam. Where his people is. What is the land of Islam? What is the land? It is where your people are. Now you are originally from a Muslim country. Why are you staying in the Muslim country? Why are you still telling the problem? It's only for dunya. It's only because more convenient, more income. That is wrong, when you are destroying your akhra. You are destroying your akhra by that. Yes, I understand that the rebel, who doesn't have any kind of choices, he still can have nationality and have. But one who is originally Muslim, and his Muslim country is still existing from land, and he still can go back and show his passport. He still feels well to send the passport to the Namaste. Where is identity? Where is the distribution? Where is the complete submission to the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left his homeland where he was born with his grandfather Ismail, first man was in that land. He left it because he was not Muslim anymore. And he went to where Muslims are in Medina. He did not migrate to Medina like that. He did not go to a person like that. He, Allah Ta'ala, made it away until Medina became Muslim. So he went to Medina. Next thing, here we need to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We cannot choose. Unfortunately, we Muslims only choose what adverse our desires. I like this, so I want to find in the Sunnah for complete path. Whatever else I don't want, that is wrong, we are hitting the Akhirah. Every day that you spend, you are getting far from the dunya, closer to the grave. You are getting closer to the grave. But there for that moment, wallah, no one will listen to you. No one will support you. The earth is still in your heart, and they're going to support you. No, when you are in the grave, neither when you are in the grave, nor in the devil's action. You may have heard of the wrong wind, Abi, whom you are, Abi, or Abi, what you are doing. Everyone will run from the other. No one will support the other, even your mother. So we have to be careful of that. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala